"What is our provision status?"
asked Skylord Anu. Enki reached out to touch the hologram, gave a few taps with his three-fingered and thumbed hand, and a list scrolled.
"We are low on water, hydrogen, industrial oxygen."
Lord Kronos stamped his staff on the ground, causing a loud crack.
"Why can't the Blessed Harvest meet our needs here?"
"Because the planets in this system lack an atmosphere. As you are aware, since your caste lost control over the few remaining Amargi, we cannot leave the confines of the Nibiru."
"You dare to talk to us like that, Sartan?"
spat Kronos. Introduction. A warrior is someone who's experienced struggle and conflict in their life. Warriors come in all shapes and sizes, and there's a bit of warrior in us all. People have told stories about real and legendary warriors since time immemorial. The trials and tribulations they experience can change them. Sometimes these changes are positive, but oftentimes they are destructive, resulting in warrior syndrome, a constellation of signs and symptoms that includes headaches and irritability, as well as problems with mood, memory, sleep, chronic pain, and social isolation. These turn the everyday lives of people with warrior syndrome into a struggle. This book synthesizes ancient stories, esoteric legends, and modern science to explain the causes of warrior syndrome and provide strategies to diagnose, treat, and perhaps even prevent warrior syndrome. If you or someone you know may have warrior syndrome, then this book is for you.
The sound increased and became clearer. I stood up and walked around the room. I wanted the officers to leave. Could they hear the beat? It grew louder. I shouted out. The officers smiled and chatted happily, and I panicked. Was it possible they could not hear the noise? No, they heard. They suspected. They knew. Were they laughing at me? I wanted to scream. I could tolerate it no longer. The beat was louder, louder, louder.
"Look," I screamed. I tore up the floorboards. "Don't pretend any more. You can hear it too, and I admit it. It is the beating of his awful heart."